This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. We are live on the stream on Facebook, so jump in if you want to. Going to do some stuff that will involve you guys today, which is the best part of the stream, is that I can see your comments, and it's like being able to take phone calls without taking phone calls. And so we're going to have a few things where it's, hey, blah, 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 what's your favorite, this and that, and you'll be able to play along with us. Yesterday, we got 42,000 views, which the guys are telling me is really good.
Keep in mind, that's just on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gone hot on YouTube yet, and that's coming.
Right.
And we did not go hot on Twitter either.
Right.
So that is just the Facebook views that you got. So
that's cool.
In 24 hours, more than 42,000 people.
And yesterday I said if we got 50,000, I would take my shirt off. I should have raised that number.
Raise that up, baby.
Yeah.
You might get it today.
So that's cool. That's really nice. Thank you guys for doing that. Really appreciate it. And we have some show and tell coming up.
Oh.
Yeah. Little toys.
More showing or telling?
Both.
All right.
Yeah. We'll do both. Rach, did you miss us for an hour?
I listened to you guys. I didn't hear the last segment, but I listened to basically the whole thing. So.
What'd you think? Did you know most of the words?
Most of the words.
The spelling bee.
Oh, I missed the spelling bee.
Oh.
Was that the last segment?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't hear.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I refuse to do a spelling bee on the air. I can't spell well. I can't spell aloud. That's really hard.
I get it.
I could write it out mostly, but get an I before E except after C just off the top of my head and then saying that out loud, it's tough.
Lisa's asking where Andrew is. Where's Andrew?
Getting set up.
Getting set up. Good.
I'm working on it. We didn't do this one in here yesterday, so we worked out all the kinks on the other ones, but not on this one. And so I'm kind of.
And Andrew's wearing his Charlie Brown shirt.
Oh,
I know. All the more reason why I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, what a bad night I had.
Oh yeah.
Vampires,
man. And I think I know what it was. I watched this Netflix series called Dracula. Which was really good.
That's a really good one.
It's really good.
The British one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came up on my TikTok yesterday a couple of times, and the Jonathan Harker guy looked really screwed up, and I guess it just got stuck in my head. But I was having this dream that it was specifically Barlow from, what's the one by Stephen King?
Oh, Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot. And he was sleeping in a bed next to me. So I had to, I was like his Jonathan Harker. I had to sleep next to him.
and I never knew when he was going to attack me. It was bad.
Yeah,
it
sounds awful.
Very little. It was.
Glad it's not real.
Then I went in to get my blood taken, and they weren't taking blood today. So it's been a weird day.
Ironic.
Yes.
Spent all night trying to. You're like, you know what I had to do to keep this blood safe for you?
To fight off the vampire.
To fight off a vampire.
And nobody's here today. Like, it feels like...
Nobody is here.
Nobody's here.
No.
And no one was here yesterday because it was President's Day.
Yes. No one will be here tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Skeleton
could be all week. Crew.
Can you hear the bitterness in my voice?
Mm-hmm. Saw something... You know, we've talked about people's imaginations, having them, not having them, internal monologues, things like that. Have you ever heard of maladaptive daydreaming? Ever heard that term?
Yeah, but refresh my memory.
So this is what I do. It's basically a disassociative coping mechanism for people who have like stress and anxiety and things like that. And you just fantasize and daydream all the time. And I guess it's called maladaptive because it can take over your life, sort of. But then the point to this, it was a TikTok thing by a psychologist, is that once again, about half of the population can't do it. Like, they don't have the type of imagination where they can sit and create worlds in their mind.
Interesting.
Which is all I do, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm way out on the end of that one. But some people just can't do it.
Yeah, can't or don't, I wonder. Like, if it just doesn't interest them.
I think it's can't.
Them. Can't.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure there are some people who can and don't, like probably Wheeler over there. But, like, do you have the capability to create fantasies in your head?
Yeah, giant whole universes.
Okay.
Yeah, he says he does that before he goes to sleep.
That's part of how I fall asleep.
Do you have, like, go-to things?
It changes. Sometimes it's...
Like, where I'm always getting shot, saving people in a bank robbery?
You know, like, sometimes it's, like a Bourne movie, and sometimes it's alien invasion, and sometimes it's a sportsy thing.
What about this one? When you read silently, do you hear the words in your brain?
Yes.
Yes. Is it in your voice?
No, it's in the voice of the character as I perceive them.
Interesting.
I guess I've never thought about this before. I don't have like a real answer for you off the top of my head. It's definitely not in my voice. I don't know. I don't know if I read it. Let me read something. Spring training reports. I don't think I hear it in my head. I don't.
I definitely do. It's usually in my voice. But
really?
you're right, though. When it's like reading a book, which has been a long time since I've read like a fictional book.
Right.
Then it's in the character's voice.
You know, it's not, now that you mention it, like if I'm reading a news story, I don't know that I hear a voice because I'm not expect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm not really, it's not a story.
Yeah.
But when I know it's a story, each character will have a different voice the way I perceive it.
I thought this was very interesting. We're changing topics quickly here in the 2 o'clock. We talk a lot about online stuff, and is it good, is it bad, is it harmful? Do you have any idea, have you ever seen what Germany does? That they have free speech, but they have tight limits on free speech, and it's not only that you can't gossip, you can't insult. Like, if I were to say, Rachel's ugly, that's a crime. A crime.
Oh, very interesting.
That's typically punishable by about $4,000. Or if I were to gossip about you, a fine of $4,000.
I'm an American. I don't think that's right. Like, honestly, as much as it would be nice to like, oh, no one ever gossips about each other ever again. Gossip is also a way like you figure things out, and that's like the way we formed societies was through like people gossiping with each other and like, hey, did you hear about that tribe? They're doing XYZ. So it feels kind of weird to be like, you're not allowed to do that on the internet. Will you get fined for saying someone's ugly in real life if like a cop hears you saying it?
That's a great question. The way, and these were prosecutors, the actual people who pursue these, and they were saying that basically if two people in public get into a tiff and they insult each other, it's no harm, no foul, because it was just two people. Maybe a few bystanders heard it, but no big deal. But if you do it online where it lives forever and people can see it, then you can and will be prosecuted. All it takes is someone reporting you and showing the evidence of you doing it. And yeah, then you're hit for like a $4,000 fine. Wheels, how's that hit you?
Not well. Don't like it at all. Don't like it one bit. Because, I mean, look, I understand it. They have a different history than we do. So, you know, their view of this, their position on things probably comes directly out of what happened in the lead up to World War II and what led to the entire world going up against them. So I understand the historical context there is not the same as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also now, you know, 2025. I mean, we can adapt as we go forward and realize, okay, maybe there, if they want to take away anything that relates to Nazism, the salute, if they want to prosecute those things, given their history, I understand that, but gossip shouldn't be a crime. You know, calling someone a name while horrible and terrible is not a crime. So I would like to see them adapt a little bit
better.
Do you
think it's like holding a beach ball underwater, it's going to pop up somewhere else? That just humans are going to do it? So in Germany, it's going to come out in some other way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so, probably. I think that, you know, every country, like, here's the other part of this. Maybe we should consider this in a different way. We like our way. Maybe we should allow for other societies who want to do it their way. We wouldn't want anyone in Europe telling us that we're wrong and that the way we're doing it is incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get a little too up, you know, too full of ourselves. We're right. We've got the best. Well, it's the best for us. I don't want it to change. I like it here. I wouldn't want to live where I could be fined for spreading gossip or for calling someone a name. That's awful and ridiculous. But if the people who live there want it that way, why shouldn't they have it that way?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, just as I think they would be wrong to judge us for various things, I think we are equally wrong to judge other countries for their customs. Again, with some exceptions, and those exceptions being when human beings are being harmed.
Why do you think, I'm just using the word bad, you didn't say bad, but why do you think it's bad? What do you not like about it?
About
the way Germany does it.
Why? I mean, it's just, how can anybody live up to that standard? How can you go through a day without insulting somebody? Like every day. Not any day, but I mean, sometimes,
but,
and by the way,
just online. Just online.
Yeah, sometimes people need to be insulted. Sometimes you earn that with your behavior. Other times you don't. Like, there's a difference between an earned insult and bullying someone. Right. When you're picking on someone who's not really trying to be involved in anything, and that you're wrong, and there should be at least some shame in that, if not consequence. Right. We have anti-bullying laws online here.
Charlie online says it looks like they're trying to discourage hate speech, which is exactly what they're trying to do.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Right. And again, I understand it. The intention can be good, and I could still not like it because it goes too far.
Yeah. And is all gossip hate speech, or is every insult hate speech? It's just an interesting thing to try to parse out. I don't like it because it's so restrictive. And this is talking as someone who like never shares a negative opinion online and never like goes after people. I don't see the point in doing that. If I don't like something someone's doing on the internet, I just ignore it because I'm not going to waste my time.
You used to do that a little bit in the old days, right?
Yeah, I would like
you'd argue with people.
Yeah, Trump's first administration, I would be like, this is dumb what he's doing. And then we had a very conservative audience and people had stuff to say to me and I would argue with them. And you know what? Never once did I change any of those people's minds, and I wasted a lot of my time. And it's not even that I wasted my time. It's that I would get so stressed out doing it. That's when it wasn't worth it to me anymore. Other people don't get as stressed, so, and they're able to do it, and like, that's fine. I'm just saying, like, speaking as someone who doesn't even do it, I think you should have the right to say what you want on the internet as long as you're not hurting someone.
And Wheels, you'll go at it, but only sports.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not pretty much. Yes. I mean, maybe sometimes entertainment. Maybe sometimes it's about a movie or something. But no, I don't do anything on social media that is news related, political, social, nothing. People followed me on there because I was a sports guy. And I keep it to that because it's, first of all, it's it, one thing that has gotten to me in recent years are people that I followed for one reason who also overwhelm me with other things. And it's not that they're wrong for doing it, but it's not what I'm there for. So a lot of those people I have unfollowed, not because I think they're right or wrong. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what the persuasion is, the political persuasion is or whatever. It's that it's now just cluttering my timeline with things that I'm not looking for.
Gotcha.
And I like the timeline to be somewhat clean. I follow some news organizations, but not many. Not many. I go directly to them rather than having them come to me on social media. Because, again, it's just overwhelming. It never stops. And that's what it is. Like, when people that I followed who are into sports and they start overwhelmingly posting things about politics from either perspective, I unfollow. I just don't need it. It's too much. It's nonstop, and I need it to sometimes pause. So I try to keep everything that I'm doing on social media to sports and entertainment, and you know, if I'm going to, you know, if it's music or whatever, I try not to get into anything that's, unless it's directly related to sports, keep away from the other stuff.
Do we have Andrew up yet?
It's coming.
We've got.
I have a solution.
Yeah.
Awesome. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. If you're listening to 1120, you can listen to 98.7 FM. You can download the Odyssey app. You can stream us. We're on Facebook now. And where else are we going in the next few days?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Twitter.
The Dave Glover Show YouTube page.
Nice.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Very cool. And we did 42,000 views yesterday, which is really good. And the bosses are impressed. So thank you for that. That's really cool. Love the engagement. Love the messages.
They're going to rename it GloverTube.
I don't know why I had to say that.
He's going to be the next Mr. Beast.
Show him your Charlie Brown shirt.
This is my Charlie Brown shirt.
it's not the real Charlie Brown
it's
shirt.
It's not the real Charlie Brown shirt. I should wear
Which
the
is
real.
Very Charlie Brown-esque.
I should wear the real Charlie Brown. The real Charlie Brown shirt is a little bit uncomfortable because.
A little tight?
Well, it's not a little tight, but the Charlie Brown graphic, the stripe, his little black stripe that he has, is like iron-on material.
So it's itchy.
It's like, it's not itchy, but it's extremely rigid. So it just feels like I'm walking around with
what
like
a shock! It's not high quality.
Like a belt tied around my stomach all day. Like it's a very weird feeling shirt.
So, Rach, you are done with the driving already?
I'm over it, man. I drove in today in the snow.
Proud of you.
I slid around a little bit, but I just took it easy. I took it slow and it was fine. But I'm not looking forward to tomorrow. And I'm like, when does the AI progress to a point where I can just like dial in with my phone?
Mm-hmm.
And that's as good as being in the
studio.
During
your lifetime?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. Jake Kennedy says Kevin would totally pull the ball away like Lucy did on Andrew.
Mm-hmm. I would never.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
You're a prankster.
I am, but yeah, that's
not
true.
A sports prankster. He wants people to succeed at sports.
Yeah, but
Rach would definitely have the psychiatrist booth, and I'd be paying her a nickel.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 234. Happy Tuesday. Looking at the stream, James Hoyt says, Dave, stop body waving. What the hell, are you bored? James, I never stop. Do I stop?
No.
He's always rocking back.
I never stop.
Forth.
I'm always, since I was a kid, I remember sitting in class and my knees would be going. And my thing when I stand up is, it gets worse. I do this a lot. Like, I will just literally rock back and forth.
I thought you were stretching.
Amy's bad. Sometimes I'll mask it as that.
Yeah. Like,
sometimes
I'm a foot tapper.
Sometimes I'll try to pretend I'm doing something that I'm not.
Yeah.
When I'm just stimming or whatever it's called. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't see it on these cameras, but my feet are always tapping. I'm always doing that.
Yeah. People think that Rachel's a babe. Went to a school with Ronnie Sherry Smith. Our sweet little Adriana wants to see Stretch Armstrong. Here's my Stretch Armstrong. And
does he still stretch?
No.
Not even at all?
He's cold today,
I bet. Get this. You ready for this?
Oh, I bet,
Listen to him.
Oh, stretch.
I forgot the sound it
that
makes.
That sounds like me getting off the couch.
Yeah.
Like,
he's old.
Yeah.
That's painful.
I mean, that's what happens when you get to a certain age.
And then here's my original $6 million man wearing a Tito's vodka sweater. No idea how that got on him.
Nice.
Welcome to radio.
Oh, he's missing the eye.
It's a cold day. He needed a
No, you look through the back of his head.
Right.
Yeah.
Did
you ever have one of these?
I did, because then you can, it's like a magnifying glass.
Why did you look through the back of his head?
Because you can see, like, it's like a magnifying glass, so you're like him, because he had super vision.
Yeah. It's like a sniper thing.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Is this what you look like when you're wearing a Speedo? Wheels?
What's that?
Is this what you look like wearing a Speedo?
Yeah, pretty much. That's about right.
It's not funny because it's true.
His legs are probably longer, though. I'm like a penguin.
A penguin.
Short legs.
Never thought of a penguin as having short legs.
They do.
They do.
No, yeah, they do. No, you're feet, totally
they're all long bodies.
They even have legs? Isn't it just body and feet?
They have little tiny leggy feet.
Here's something I thought of. The people online can answer this one. So you're sitting down. You're putting on your socks and shoes. Are you sock, shoe, shoe? Are you sock, shoe?
Socks first, shoes later.
Yeah.
You think you're a psycho if you do it the other way?
No.
No.
I do.
I don't think you're a psycho. I just think...
you hurt people?
Your priorities are a little messed up.
The thought of having a full shoe action on one foot and then...
Yeah. And then the other one's
just in the breeze is a little crazy to me.
Also, I don't know, maybe I'm doing it differently, but my shoes are over by the door, and the socks are where I put my clothes on.
Same. I put my socks on before I put on my jeans.
Yeah. Easier
so
that
why
way.
Why would I wait? Why would I then put my shoe on? That makes no sense. You know what I'm saying?
So you're pantless in socks?
Yeah. For a brief moment.
I never take my socks off.
Ever?
Ever.
Do you sleep in them?
He showers in them.
I do sleep in them.
It's claustrophobic.
Pretty much everybody.
He's my little tootsies one.
Everybody's,
my little piggies.
Everybody's with us, man.
He's my little piggies, nice and toasty.
Seems like everybody's doing it this. I don't know. We don't have any weirdos, I guess.
At my age, I feel like a super athlete when I can put my socks on standing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like standing on the one foot.
Yeah. I always do that.
Of course you do.
Well, no, because I don't like doing the sitting down part because that makes actually I think that's harder.
Our chat is insane right now. It's just permeations of sock, sock, shoe, 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 sock, sock.
Sports rant?
What's that? Yeah.
Sports rant?
I got a bunch of them today. Let's get into this. Let's see. Which one did I want to do the most? You want a rant or do you want like a fun story?
Dude, you give me what you want to give me.
All right. So you guys know that I've been doing this a long time with sports, right? I've been like 30 years of sports talk going back to the mid-90s. And with the Dodgers being what they are and their big payroll, people have been upset, right? And the thing that's killing me is this whole like baseball is dying or it's the end of baseball because nobody's going to watch because of all this. And this applies to baseball, but this applies beyond this too. Like people just don't understand history. And history can inform you of the present, right? Like the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s were nothing but dynasties in baseball. Nothing. Yet the sport's fine. Here we are 80 years, 100 years later than those years, and it's the second highest revenue producing sport on the planet. You can add the two biggest soccer leagues on the planet together and they equal Major League Baseball.
Why do you think people hate dynasties?
I don't think they... I don't know. Well, first of all, people don't hate it when it's their team. They only hate it when it's somebody else. So the fact that we haven't had any in baseball since the 90s, right? I mean, the last real dynasty was the Yankees in the 1990s. So we went 30 years without it, and I think that's it. I think it's the lack of seeing it that makes people freak out. But this is why I'm talking about focusing on history, because I found these really cool things. I posted them on Twitter over the weekend. Stories, I'm not even kidding you, a story from 1909 saying baseball is dying. A story from the 1950s saying kids these days like faster pace. They don't like baseball because baseball's too slow. And again, this is a baseball rant, but we do this with everything. Everybody has always thought the younger generation lacks patience. They like things in short attention span. People thought that 100 years ago. People thought that 2,000 years ago in ancient Greece. But we always do this. We always think that the newest thing, it's different this time. This time, baseball's really going to die because the Dodgers are so good that nobody's going to want to watch anywhere else. And yet, the dynasty thing hasn't even happened yet. They haven't won back-to-back championships. They win a lot of divisions. The Braves won the division in the 90s 11 straight years.
Can you think of a sports criticism that has ended up being true?
Criticism, yes. The death of the sport or nobody. Like, this is the same dynamic, and I'm sure you lived through it. In the 97-1 years when the Colin Kaepernick thing was going on. People are going to bail on the NFL. Nobody's going to watch anymore. Nobody stopped watching ever. Ever. All of the questions people gave us about, well, why are the ratings down? The ratings only went down in primetime during a presidential election because people were watching the news instead of watching Thursday Night Football. As soon as the election year was gone, it was back to normal ratings. And NFL ratings are killing it, and they kill it every year. And even in those Kaepernick years, they had like 80 of the top 100 television shows in the United States. But yet we always want to do this thing where we think that at this time it's different. And we do that in politics. We do that with movies. I actually have this ties in a little bit to the new Captain America, right? People are just killing this movie, but it just made $200 million worldwide in its opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Something doesn't have to be the greatest to be okay, to be something that people want to spend their time on.
So is if it you want a lack of nuance?
It is. And also, I do blame a lot of this on younger generations that live online, because this is what you get on Twitter. If you don't live on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, you probably don't think any of these things. You probably don't look at any sport and go, this sport's dying, because you'll look on it and go, it's all I see on TV. It's literally all I see on TV. There are more people going to baseball games now than at any point in baseball history. Like attendance. Now, not exactly. Like if you go back like 10 years, baseball was at its peak in in-person attendance, and it went down with COVID, and it's kind of slowly come back to where it's pretty close to where it used to be. But like you go back to the 80s, at least two or three times as many people go to baseball games as they did in the 1980s. I mean, at least two or three times as many people. So I don't understand why we are so unwilling to take in evidence.
What's your theory?
It's just people push things online, right? So what gets clicks on Twitter? Negativity, mm-hmm. fear, you know, predictions of doom and gloom. So when that stuff gets its life online, it becomes the way people perceive. I had this debate about the baseball thing with a guy who's clearly in his late 20s or early 30s. He doesn't even remember the last time there was a dynasty in baseball. He doesn't have any of that information in his head, and he won't listen to someone who lived through it. And like, we've gotten to this point where so many things fit this. Yeah, it's my sports rant of the day, and it's a baseball thing to start with, but this really applies to so many things. It's okay to learn things. It's okay to go, you know what? I didn't experience that myself. I wonder what it was like in 1950. I wonder what it was like in 1990 if you don't remember it. Because in the 1990s, everybody thought baseball was doomed because you had a season lost. The World Series was lost to a strike, to a work stoppage. You had all of that. You had the steroid scandal that came in the middle of all of that right after 1998. Everybody's like, this sport's dead. Yet here we are 30 years later, and it's a $12 or $13 billion a year business, and the only sport that generates more is the NFL. Why do we do that?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 250. Someone is online asking what station we're on. I'm like, how the hell do you not know? But they stopped listening to us when we left 97.1. Mm-hmm. And so they're just rediscovering us on Facebook. So yeah, we're on KMOX, the legendary.
Yeah, it's the banner's on the screen.
Oh, he had to go and be mean. He had to go and pick a fight. The difference between me and Wheels.
I'm sorry.
It's like, it's on the screen, idiot.
I'm sorry.
It's like literally right covered.
Next. It's right next to my elbow. See right there? I'm elbowing the KMOX thing.
Andrew, why do you mean the platonic idea of snow?
It just, there's something about this snow, and I don't, it's not the real wet, you know, thick, goopy snow Easy. That gets all, you know, brown and everything else. This is like it's like a very pretty snow. I don't like driving in the snow, obviously. I don't have a snow-worthy car.
What's the romantic snow?
Just, by platonic idea, I don't necessarily mean, like, in that sense. I mean more just, like, it's what would be in the dictionary under snow. It's what, when you picture snow in, like, a very pleasant light, you're picturing this snow. A snow that's so easy to move around, and it's dusting and blowing all over the place, and it's nice, crisp white. It's not getting all sludgy and nasty and, you know, doesn't splash all over the place when you're walking through it or whatever. It's a nice snow compared to some of the other snows we've had this year. And while I don't like snow because I don't like going out in snow, I don't like having to drive through it. I don't have a snow-worthy vehicle. I have a long commute to work. This is the best kind of snow.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it's a very pleasant snow.
And it should be gone by the weekend. It's going to get up to like mid-50s.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool.
I like the hamster-sized snowflakes.
Yeah, myself. Me too. I think we're going to have some tonight.
All right.
Should be a cozy night. Sit around and watch it happen.
Hope so.
This is something that the online people can play along with. Can't think about this too much. I know it is a difficult question. You have to give me an answer. All-time favorite song.
The first thing that pops in my head is Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco. It's a good song.
You had that ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's whenever we have to pick out like walk up music and stuff, that's what I always pick. It's a good one.
Wheels?
Sick by Slipknot. It's by far the most listened to song.
Is that your and Susan song?
Yeah, that's the one we went down the aisle to. No, they didn't exist then.
Andrew's nope, that's it. That's the one. I can't get some sort of point.
Well, people are on the chat saying, "Oh, you don't know what platonic ideal means. That's not what it means." And so I'm showing them the definition on Google to show that is actually what I meant to say.
Me and Wheels, man, they're starting fights.
I was in fact well. I'm just trying to tell you, I was in fact correct in my usage of the term.
Yeah, I think Douglas nailed it. You put it in the friend zone.
Philosophical concept that refers to the idea of perfect forms that exist independently of the physical world.
I've never heard that definition.
Yeah.
Physical world.
Yeah, like in our minds. Like when you picture, like, what is snow? You're picturing.
Did Did you know this or did you look it up?
No, I knew it. That's impressive. Put it on the sheet. I looked it up just now to prove to everybody, hey, look, I knew what I'm talking about.
I like Paul's favorite song, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon. Love that song. And Pavement, the band from the 90s, has a great cover of that, too.
I like a good
cover song from time
to
time.
There we go, Jerry. Atta boy.
Andrew?
What was the question?
Oh, for the love of God. You're so busy.
I'm so sorry.
Busy defending yourself.
I'm so sorry.
Your thesis in there about platonic snow.
I'm so sorry.
Favorite song of all time?
Oh, that is such a wonderful question. I was just thinking about this the other day. I really, really love a lot of the Smashing Pumpkins songs. I might have to say Let It Be because whenever I hear that one, that stirs something in my mind, in my brain, that very, very few songs can.
Mm-hmm.
So it is entirely, it's not kind of the first one that I'd go to in my head, but it might actually be Let It Be. I really, really love that song.
Kristen Bedlock says, happiness is a warm gun. It's interesting that she says that because the other night I listened to that and I thought, this is a perfect song. It just has a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the Beatles at their best.
Yeah,
I would say mine is probably Dear Prudence. I love the song, love playing it and singing it, and it was my brother's favorite song, so it's meaningful, so it's probably mine.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Getting more Beatles.
Yeah, a lot of Beatles. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. I mean, I think a lot of people's first, especially people like around Rachel and I's age, like that's almost our first exposure to music. And a lot of times is the Beatles because, you know, a lot of our parents were big fans of it. And then it's a great place, I think, to start kids because it's not too rough. It's not too aggressive. It's not violent. It's not.
Can anyone catch up with the Beatles? Is it possible that in the future there will be a band that 50 years from now people go, yeah, these guys dwarfed the Beatles?
I don't know, because they made such a momentous leap in music. I don't know if we have another one of those in us.
I feel like for that to happen, both the Beatles will have to fall off, and more time will just have to pass before we can see, you know, what bands will, because we don't know what bands from like right now, for example, are going to really stand the test of time.
Who, Phil says, Dave's calves are dying because he's standing on his tiptoes. Actually, I'm not. What band will you, from your era, will you two be going to see when you're my age?
Oh, I don't know.
Woof. All of them.
I really don't know. I don't even see bands now. So
yeah,
it's like...
I don't go to concerts as it is.
Well, who do you think will still be around?
Oh, I'm sure the Foo Fighters will still be making music. Right? I mean,
I think of the Foo Fighters as being mine, not yours.
Really?
Yeah. I think of Fall Out Boy when I think of you guys.
I would go see Fall Out Boy.
They'll be around. They'll be around.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.